So, when I told my wife I was going to do Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman, she's like, oh, you're killing me. I mean, it's like, I just can't measure up to the virtuous woman. And you know, the thing is you all do already. And it's a celebration of who you are, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And it's not a level that you can attain. It's celebrating where you already are at. And I love the Proverbs 31. So let's do that. Let's look at, we'll read from verse 10 through 31, and then we'll go ahead and just kind of look at it a bit. It says, who can find a virtuous wife or woman? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. So he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like a merchant. She's like the merchant ships. She brings food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. God bless you. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. What a woman. I love this. Who can find a virtuous wife? I looked up the word virtuous in dictionary.com. It means good, ethical, innocent, blameless, chaste, clean. But the Hebrew word is a little bit different. It's kayil. It means strength, mighty, efficiency, wealth, or an army. Some translations calls it manly. Who can find a manly wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Well, the King James calls her virtuous. The NIV calls her noble. The English Standard Version says she's excellent. Well, the American Standard Version says she's a worthy woman. And sometimes I struggle, I think we all struggle with being worthy. And yet Young's literal version says it the best. He says she is a woman of worth. Who dost find, yea, far above rubies is her price. She is a woman of worth. Do you want a wow in a woman? Find a woman of worth. One who spends time with the Lord, who realizes where her value really is. It's not from the beauty, but it's from within. Who can find a virtuous wife? Well, I did. Anybody else? Well, so you men that have found virtuous women, in the back, there are some some flowers here. Make sure you grab one just in case maybe you forgot that, how virtuous she was. But there's a flower for every gal here today. I would like you to leave with a flower just that you'd remember that, you know what? Strength and ability is of character. Wealth is of wisdom, and force and might are of love. That is you, if you are a woman of worth. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life, and all the men said amen. One of the attributes of this virtuous woman is her relationship with her husband. He trusts her. He trusts her. I know some guys dole out an allowance for their ladies and don't spend a penny more. But she's the one that doles out an allowance for me and says, only 5 coffees a day. Trust speaks of integrity also and strength, surety. In a day when people already feel insecure, trust is so valuable in a relationship. It goes on to say, I didn't put that in here. There is a beautiful proverb. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Trust is so important. That's Proverbs 25:19. Men, the way you treat your wives, the way you remind them that they are virtuous and valuable will really benefit you. Psalm 28:3 says, your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of your house, your children like olive plants round about your table. There'll be fruit at your house. It works both ways. You say, well, who can find a virtuous wife? It starts with a manly man. She does him good. I like that. She is mature enough and he's mature enough to forgive and to be forgiven. I'm not sure if you've ever had a disagreement with your spouse, but to stop and say those 3 little words, not I'm hungry or what's for dinner, but I was wrong. It's important. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Being wise enough to do that would be best. Verse 13 says, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ships, brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. This gal is industrious. She labors, she invests, but notice that she labors and invests in her household and her time. There's so many things that we can waste our time on. Yeah, I'm just not one of those Facebook guys. You know, I know a lot of you are, and, you know, God loves you for that. But I don't have the time. And that's okay. If you have the time, praise the Lord. But I know the time I need to invest in my work, in my family, in my Lord. And it's usually the reverse order, in my Lord, in my family, and in my work. And Facebook just kind of falls. From time to time, I'll kind of look in there to see what I look like. But other than that, you know, I don't use Facebook because I want to invest. And this woman invests. She invests in her man and in her family. It's so important, ladies. And men, it's so important to encourage that. You know, we talked about how she's a fruitful vine. Have you ever seen a plant try to survive in acidic ground or in dry dirt? Men, it's our role to provide soil for those ladies to grow and bear fruits and nurture them. Many will read this and think this is Mrs. Donald Trump. She buys this and she buys that. But you know what? If it's worth doing right. She considers a field and she buys it for her profits. She plants a vineyard from her profits, and she girds herself with strength, and she strengthens her arms. She perceives her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches her hand out to the distaff. Her hand also holds the spindle. interesting, in the middle of purchasing and inspecting and working with her hands, sandwiched between the two of these things, it says she strengthens herself. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean she's pumping iron. I know some of you guys going, yeah, she is a manly woman. It's not about lifting weights, but about bending knees. Her strength comes from on high. Can we say that together? Her strength comes from on high. I don't know what your relationship is with your spouse or with your family, but if your relationship wasn't totally secure, if Christ isn't in the middle of all of that, you're going to miss out on this strength that only comes from heaven. I mean, there are a lot of things that we can do, but really, apart from Christ, I can do nothing. David said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Paul says it in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who he strengthens me. I can't just do some things, but when I'm strengthened from on high, I can do all things. I love it. You know what I really like? I remember that love story of Ruth and Boaz. Do you remember that? Our guide in Israel, his name was Boaz. And he looked like a good Boaz. He talked about his family. He was very polite to people. He knew people in the city and would say, hi, and they would stop, Boaz, how are you? And I went, I like that man. His reputation, he girds himself with the Lord. But what I like about this story is how when Naomi was trying to get Ruth married, you know, she says, go ahead and take a bath. Always a good thing. And then put on some fine clothes. And Boaz is working, and he is working hard. And at the end of the day, when he's finished eating, he's going to be exhausted. Go find where he's sleeping and lift the covers off his feet and then lie down there by his feet. And he'll tell you what to do. You're like, what is going on here? But you see, he wakes up in the middle of the night because he's cold. I mean, I can't stand it when a woman takes the covers off my feet. What's going on? And he says, who is it? And she says, it is I, Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing. She says, cover me with your authority and with your love and with your power, your might. See, there's power that comes from heaven, and she wants to be covered. There's this covering thing that the Lord places over a marriage and over a gal, and she says, I want to be under that. Isn't that romantic? Yeah, I wish I could almost do it all over again, and well, she'd uncover my feet, but it would still be so cool. Here, Ruth desires to be under his wing, under his strength. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. You see, because she extends her hand to the poor and the needy, her household is clothed with scarlet. Because she's extended grace, she receives grace. Isn't that nice? As she extends over here, the Lord's covering over here, and it's with scarlet. It speaks of the gracious sacrifice of Jesus Christ covering. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. I love that song. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She makes her tapestry, verse 22, for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in times to come. Isn't that nice? Proverbs 22 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor than silver and gold. Her husband's reputation is reflected from what she does. I can remember going to my wife's employment and people say, oh, you're Donya's husband. And the joke is, what did she say about me? But you know darn well all she did was brag about me. And then when people meet Donya, oh, you must be Dave's wife. And you know what? She just lights up because she knows that all I have to say are good things about her. And her reputation precedes her because of me and mine because of her. We're going to be talking about a few things this next refresh class. And one of the things I'm going to talk about is best, B-E-S-T. Do you want the best marriage? God bless you. The best marriage. And I'm not going to tell you all of them, but the second one, the E, is esteem. And it's so important to esteem your spouse privately as well as publicly. There's nothing like hearing your wife brag about you and you can hear it. Man, it's gonna. That's my girl. And vice versa. It's so good. Esteem them. And then, you know, it's good in public, but it needs to also be at home too. It really does. Her diligence is reflected toward her husband, and likewise a husband's reputation is reflected on his wife. Verse 26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And here we go. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. A mother's sweet words and gentle hands are remembered for a lifetime. My mom would comfort me by pulling my shirt up, and she would just lightly caress my back with her fingertips. And, you know, I loved it. It would stop me crying. It would make me get A's in school. You know, it was the best. And do you know what I do to comfort my children? The same thing. It calms the soul. And I watch my wife do the same thing. Those gentle hands, those gentle words are remembered for a lifetime. I know some of us are here going, I didn't have that relationship with my mom. I didn't have that. You can honor her. Not by going out there and being fake, but being real and loving. But Pastor Dave, it's too late. She's gone. Well, then remember her in the lives of your children. It's important. It reminds me of a story of a father. This is usually a Father's Day story, but we're gonna kind of turn it a little bit. So we'll make it a mother. So a mother is sitting at the table, and her mother comes over to the house, and there her mother is taken in, and they're helping out. So you've got this family and the kids, and then mom, and mom's getting kind of old, and food's getting kind of spread around on the table, and it's kind of messy. And so this mother wants to keep the place looking nice, and so she gets a second table. And she puts her mom at the second table. So she makes a mess. It doesn't dirty up everyone else's place settings. And after a while, it's just the food's getting everywhere. And so this mother finds this beautiful bowl, and she puts mom's food in it. And then now mom can just eat right out of the bowl. And one day her daughter comes to her and says, Mom, I made this for you. And she holds this beautiful, beautiful ceramic dish that she made at school. It's colored and it's this beautiful bowl. And the mother says, Man, I'm going to put this out so everybody can see it. And I'm going to put fruit in it. And she goes, oh, that's not what I made it for. I made it for you when you get old so you can eat out of it. The way you honor your parents will be the way your children will honor you. Not so funny anymore. Honor your father and your mother, for it'll be well with you. It's the only commandment, the first commandment with a promise. Honor them. It's so important. We sit here and we think it's Mother's Day, and this means this message is for Mother, but it's funny because we're called the Bride of Christ, aren't we? And as a Bride of Christ, I want to, in Revelation 22, to end with this. Jesus says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Jesus invites us to come and to drink to our contentment. And today I say, come and drink. And if you know the Lord, I want you to come and taste and see that the Lord is good. And be filled with him. Be clothed with strength and honor. If you're here today because your mother drug you, the Lord still says, come. And if you're thirsty, he says, come and drink of water everlasting. He'll provide water that will quench that thirsty soul. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray. And it's Mother's Day, so I thought we would end a little early because I've got a special date with my bride. And we're going to pray, and then the worship team, and we're going to sing that new song again. So you guys can dance and you can clap, celebrate with us. But if you're here today and you need prayer, you've been hearing this over and over again, and maybe today it there's a little bit more light at the end of the tunnel. Trust me, it is not a train. I would have you come up here, and there'll be some elders up here to pray, and come and pray. You know. And if it helps you, I would have you come up here, and there'll be some elders up here to pray, and come and pray. You know, and if it helps you, I dare you. I dare you to step out of your comfort zone and just say, you know, I could use some prayer. Whether it's to receive the Lord, or maybe you've just had a hard life. Maybe sometimes Mother's Day is a hard day. Maybe the dishes are packed up, stacked up, and you're thinking, is Mother's Day regret out loud? I don't want to do the dishes. Come and pray. We would love to rejoice with you. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Well, my Lord and King, my God, my Savior, we just want to say we love you. As I look at this virtuous woman, Lord, help me to be virtuous. Help me to be manly. For the ladies, let them be beautiful. For the guys, Lord, can we be manly? Would you give us strength and honor to cover our brides and our families and give beauty and wisdom to our wives to love us manly men? Lord, we just desire more of you over and over and over. As we celebrate Mother's Day, truly we're just honoring you. Oh, we love you, Lord. I can't hold my love back from you. I've got to sing it. I've got to shout. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.